Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during June. This is a great month to observe. With summer beginning, you should be able to enjoy the sights overhead pretty comfortably. Okay, depending on where you live, your hands might want some nice deep pockets or a pair of light gloves to keep warm in the later hours, but really you've said goodbye to that heavy winter coat. Once outside, just make sure to give your eyes time to adjust to the darkness. Find a wide open spot, far from direct view of bright lights. And don't forget the bug spray. Those annoying critters always seem to make a point of attacking the unprepared observer. Keep in mind that the nights will be getting shorter until June 20th, when the sun reaches its summer solstice at 7:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. After that, it's all downhill. Last month, I promised a sight of four planets in one night. And you'll get them, but not all at once. During May, we had great evening views of fast-moving Mercury. You got out to see it, right? But now it's hiding very close to the sun. Later this month, you early risers might catch the Roman messenger god low in the east before dawn. Be careful not to look at the sun itself without a special solar filter. Venus is also lost in bright glare. But by next month, the sun will pass Venus in the race to the horizon, and you'll be able to catch this planet low down in the western sky's rainbow canvas. We've already scratched both inner planets off the evening sky list, so it's time to seek the ones beyond Earth. Let's find the easiest one first. Face west, roughly where the sun set, and then look about halfway up. You'll find two reasonably bright stars close together. You'll probably be able to cover them both up with a couple of fingertips held at arm's length. The lower one is the star Regulus in the constellation Leo the Lion. Once it gets dark enough, you'll see that Regulus sits at the bottom of a backward question mark. The upper star, looking a bit brighter, is the planet Saturn. Now let your eye drift toward the lower right until you reach a moderately bright red-tinged star. This isn't a star at all, but the planet Mars. Today we know that Mars is red, not because of some unquenchable war lust, as ancient sky watchers thought, but from the rusty dust on its surface. That ochre color sure makes it easy to spot in the night sky. So sit back and enjoy Mars for a while. It won't set until after 11 o'clock. Both Saturn and Mars travel eastward across the sky relative to the stars, but Mars moves a lot faster than Saturn. As the month progresses, Saturn and Regulus will move apart and Mars will rush in on them, eventually appearing almost on top of Regulus by month's end. Don't be fooled, though. Mars and Regulus are more than 77 light-years apart from one another. Jupiter, the last planet on our tour, won't appear until a couple of hours after sunset. Early this month, you'll have to wait until 10 or 11 p.m. to see it rise in the east. I could simply say, look low in the east, but let's make the trip more interesting. Start at Regulus and Saturn, and then draw an imaginary arc up and leftward until you reach the bright, icy white star Spica, which is in the constellation Virgo, the Maiden. Spica lies about the width of five fists from Saturn. Now, keep going. Extend the line farther left until you hit the equally bright, but distinctly reddish star called Antares. It's in Scorpius. Now make one final arc down to the eastern horizon. There you'll see the bright king, Jupiter, rising into the sky. Jupiter doesn't reach opposition, the point in the sky opposite the Sun, until July 9th. But until then, the planet provides a hypnotizing beacon late at night throughout June, moving steadily up the sky until the end of the month, when it rises just after sunset. The line you drew from Saturn to Jupiter is called the ecliptic. It's the line the bright planets follow in the sky throughout the year. All the zodiacal constellations, like Leo, Virgo, and Scorpius, lie along this line as well. It's defined by the sun's yearly motion across the sky. Keep your eye on the ecliptic throughout the month, as the moon will make passes near Saturn on June 8th and near Jupiter on the 19th and 20th. If you live in the northeast and don't mind staying up into the wee hours, on the morning of June 30th you'll see the rising crescent moon pass through the Pleiades star cluster. Depending on how clear and dark your sky is, the Pleiades will appear either as a small association of bright stars or a fuzzy blotch in the night sky. These seven sisters, as the Pleiades are also known, are hot, blue-white stars born together in a nebula 400 light-years away. If you've got a pair of binoculars or a telescope, grab them. Although you won't see the nebula, these sisters have a sharp clarity that will comfort even the most frustrated stargazer. Next month, I'll tell you how to prepare for the Delta Aquarid meteor shower, which should hit its peak during the week of July 24th. Observers farther south will see a better show, but there's no reason you northerners can't look forward to it too. Until then, I wish you clear skies.